For the past 5 months, a strip of land along the borders of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone has been one of the most violent places in Africa. There have been dozens of cross-border raids by rebels and government troops. Thousands have been killed and hundreds of thousands have been forced to leave. Ghanaian government forces this week pushed rebels out of the town of Gekedu, and local residents are being allowed to return home. From Gekedu, Ivan Watson reports.
The entire town has been destroyed. Amid the burnt and shattered rubble that was once Gekedu's central market, bodies lie rotting in the street. Empty bullet casings tinkle underfoot. When rebels from Liberia and Sierra Leone launched a midnight raid against Gekedu last December, almost all of the town's 200,000 inhabitants fled into the surrounding jungle. Saint-Jacques Lazare stands dazed on a ruined street, having returned to his hometown for the first time in 2 months. This is desolation, he says. The town is completely empty. We were only allowed to return this morning. The houses have all been sacked and burned. The fighting in this volatile border region has involved a mixed bag of Guinean and Liberian government troops, as well as Liberian, Guinean, and Sierra Leonean rebels, turning this border into what one UN official calls the most dangerous frontier in Africa. At a camp just 10 minutes drive from the battleground, refugee families are lining up to escape the war zone. The United Nations wants to move this community of 30,000 refugees to safety. Akwela Kova fled to Guinea from Liberia's civil war years ago. With the sound of artillery and helicopter airstrikes coming from nearby Gekedu, he says he's ready to run once again.
Yes. Hunger? Sickness?
I'm afraid. I'm scared, he says. I've seen death, hunger, and sickness. But the trip out is not easy. Aid organizations only have enough trucks to carry 300 people at a time, and they must make a hazardous journey past torched villages and checkpoints manned by nervous soldiers and armed volunteer militia members. The UN says in addition to the local Ghanaian population, there are more than 100,000 other refugees trapped in the jungles between Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. West African states have decided to deploy 1,600 military observers to help defuse the conflict. Aid workers are skeptical that this limited force can make a difference, while Guinea's government has been slow to approve their deployment. And there are fears that another rebel raid, like the one in Gekedu, could happen any night. For NPR News, I'm Ivan Watson in Gekedu, Guinea.